Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angie Britton, and she's the Assistant Director, Red Oak Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you are excited and busy because you have Junction Days coming up. What's that all about?
You know, Junction Days, this is our 35th year for Junction Days. Yes, it is a historical event that really started in 1978 to celebrate just Red Oak. You know, Red Oak has a strong history. We're a railroad community, and that's where the term Junction Days came up with, because originally Red Oak's town name was called Red Oak Junction.
I did not know that. Yes. And actually, I lived in Red Oak for a couple of years. I've never heard that before, Angie.
Yes.
But the other thing that I relate to railroads are all the big, beautiful homes that are in Red Oak. And I was told that part of the reason for that is because it was this railroad junction.
It was between that and the Thomas D. Murphy Calendar Company that's really the reason for the beautiful historic architecture that we do have in the community.
And it is wonderful. Yeah. Well, Junction Days, and that's appropriate with an S because you have 3 days worth of activities?
It is. It is 3 days of fun beginning this Friday, June 24th, and ending on Sunday, June 26th. Yes.
And what's some of the highlights on Friday? What time are you starting on Friday?
Absolutely. Well, Friday we begin our activities down in Fountain Square Park, and that's where most of the activities are taking place. And that begins at 5 o'clock with a gospel concert we're adding this year. The Lineage of David group is coming to Red Oak, and so they're going to perform from 5 to 6. And then we do have supper in the park going on. We have our opening ceremonies, kind of the tried and true events associated with Junction Days. And then we go into our family fun night down in the park. And this is truly a night for families to come down, connect, have fun, be outside. We do have that supper in the park that I mentioned. We do have a Munchkin March Parade. What that is just a time for our kids to be the parade. We do have a color guard, and we have our children of Red Oak and the surrounding communities just come down. We have supplies. They can decorate their bikes, their wagons. We do ask for non-motorized vehicles. And they can decorate and just go around the square as a group and be a parade. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds like great fun. And they don't have to ahead of time. You know, sometimes families' lives are so busy. I can't be in the parade because, you know, we haven't had time to decorate. But that's part of the activity is decorating.
That's part of the activity.
Wonderful.
We have supplies here, and you don't have to pre-register. Just come on down with your bike or your wagon or your scooter or your feet.
That's a good point. Yes. And what, is there an age recommendation?
Any age.
All right.
Any age. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts are serving as our color guard. Obviously, they're a little bit older, you know. It's just a great time for the kids to get together there. And then following that parade, which takes place at 7 o'clock, we have Omaha Street Percussion coming to perform this year down in the park, and that's a free concert. And if you are familiar with the musical Stomp or any kind of industrial music, you'll love Omaha Street Percussion. They play trash cans. They play kitchen utensils. They play sheet metal and just have a great beat. And so it's a great concert there that's totally family-friendly. And in addition this year that we have not had as part of Junction Days before is we do have a carnival coming. We have a few mechanical rides as well as several inflatables. So those will be available on Friday night that opens at 7 p.m. and it goes till 10 p.m. and then again reopens after the parade on Saturday until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So tickets are available at the carnival, and I believe tickets are about $1 a piece for those rides. So just come on down and enjoy the carnival. And if the carnival is not your thing and you have come back to Junction Days to see some of your classmates, like so many do at Junction Days, we are bringing back the all-class reunion on Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Red Coach Inn. Cover charge is $5, but that's a great time for you to come back and see classmates in all classes, not just your 5-year, your 10-year, but we know that a lot of us are friends with classmates from the year ahead or behind us, and so it's a great time to get together with them.
Kind of catch up with everybody, and as you say, your friends may have been all years through high school and junior. So great opportunity to have fun in other ways, but a special time to kind of get together and visit.
Absolutely.
And that's on Saturday.
No, that's Friday.
That's
night.
Still on Friday. Still I mean, we're Friday. We're not even to Saturday
night.
Yet.
That's
my goodness. Yes.
That begins at 7 o'clock at the Red Coach Inn.
Okay.
And at 8 o'clock At that reunion, Taxi Driver will be performing. So they're backed by popular demand, a great band, and so we encourage you to come out for that reunion. The activities on Friday.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's enough to fill several days, but you pack it all in for all ages there on Friday night.
We do.
So Saturday, what time do things start then?
You know, Saturday we start ramping up at about 7 a.m. with our Rotary Club pancake feed. So come out for some breakfast in the park, back down in Fountain Square Park. 7:30, we're bringing back our 10K 2-mile fun run walk, and so you're welcome to join us for that. We do take registrations up until the event, so you are welcome. If you decide that morning you've had a few too many pancakes and maybe you want to run those off, you sure can. And then we go into our vendor fair for the morning, and of course our grand parade starts at 10:30 a.m., so we hope you come down for the parade and see all of our great floats and tractors and our fire and emergency personnel and everything. It's just always a great parade.
Do people who want to be in the parade need to pre-register?
It is helpful, but it is not required. So you are able to contact our office at 712-623-4821 or visit www.redoakiowa.com to get registration information. But you are able to register to show up until 10 o'clock the morning of the parade, and join the parade. So that is acceptable as well.
And where do you gather to?
Fourth Street north of Linden.
Okay.
So heading towards the high school there on Fourth Street.
Okay.
Is the typical lineup there. And of course, throughout the day, we will have our carnival going as well as carnival games in the park. We will have KCSI Radio's Rollin' for Dough contest. We're bringing that to Junction Days this year at 11:30. We have tractor displays throughout the day. We have a soapbox derby contest at noon. And, of course, we still accept registrations for that. So if you would like to race your little hot rod, you are welcome to do that. Hot dog eating contest, talent showcase. And, of course, then at 1 o'clock, our beer garden kicks off. And we have performances this year at 2 o'clock by Blind Dog Buckley, 5 o'clock by 7-day stretch, and 9 o'clock, Taxi Driver is coming back for our beer garden. And admission to the beer garden is $5, and then, of course, you can purchase your drink tickets there for an additional $3 a ticket. So
you've gathered together various kinds of entertainment, lots of different kinds of music.
Yes.
And it just goes on Friday and Saturday, lots of different kinds of music to suit people's hearing choices. And
yes.
There's always, of course, time for visiting whichever day you choose.
There is. Kind of a highlight of this year as well, and a little bit of a change, is we have tied our grilling contest in with our beer garden this year. So we encourage amateur grillers. It doesn't have to be barbecue. It doesn't have to be all-day smoking. But grillers who love to do a ribeye steak or some chicken legs in their backyard, bring your equipment and bring your meat and join us. You will be in the beverage garden, so you can take place with those bands, take participation in those bands that afternoon, and come and try to win some cash. $500 is
our
prize for that grilling contest.
Wow. And so when do people get to taste?
Well, it's not a tasting contest.
Okay.
Because for that, you have to have special regulations. And so this is a judging contest. So this is for you to show off your skills and be judged and win that cash.
Okay. And I'm guessing some of them, at least, would be sharing their recipes. If somebody says, that's the person who won. I really wonder what they did. Now, some grillers don't want to share their secrets, but there are probably others who would be willing to do that.
Absolutely. I've talked to several grillers who absolutely welcome the opportunity for people to walk by as they're grilling and saying, hey, you know, what's your technique and what do you prefer to do
mm-hmm.
with this and how do you do this? They love to share that information. And so we encourage them to come down. They can register that day or they can pre-register. So that information is also on our website.
Okay. And we just move on. Do you have fireworks anytime?
You know, we don't have fireworks.
Well, that's okay.
Because the following week is 4th of July.
Yes.
And so we spread out our celebration.
Okay. And, you know, and you've mentioned most of this takes place in the park. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that's the downtown, in downtown Red Oak. Am I right
yes.
or wrong?
Yes. Most of the morning activities physically take place in Fountain Square Park, but with the beverage garden and the barbecue and everything, that takes place in those surrounding blocks
okay.
in downtown Red Oak. So,
okay.
Yeah.
A good chance to come and visit downtown Red Oak if you haven't been there for a while. This would be a really special time to come and check it out and again, visit with people. But we're not done yet.
We're not.
Our time is almost up, but things continue on Saturday, and what about Sunday? Just a quick review of Sunday.
Yeah, quickly on Sunday, we start the morning off at 8 a.m. with our tractor ride. You know, those tractors that were in the parade and that displayed them in the square on Saturday, then they get together and ride and have breakfast. But the highlight of we have two highlights of that day as well. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., our ambassador's flight breakfast is taking place.
Oh, yes.
At the airport. And so we encourage you to come down for omelets, hash browns, toast, and see some great planes and some fly-ins there. So, and then at noon is we end the weekend with our mud volleyball tournament.
What fun.
That's the time to play dirty. That takes place down at the fairgrounds.
Okay. Angie, give us your website one more time, because that's the place to check out all of these things.
www.redoakiowa.com.
Okay. Check that out and get involved on this coming weekend. Thank you so much, Angie Britton, who is the Assistant Director for the Red Oak Chamber of Commerce. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is like a beautiful melody, only sometimes the lyrics get messed up.